Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Mo H. and I'm a recovered compulsive eater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Monday, September 19th. It's the 10 a.m. meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we are on page 28. It's the bottom of the page, the fifth paragraph down, starting with in the following chapter and reading through two paragraphs ending with followed by 42 personal experiences, and the comments will be on both those paragraphs. And today's readers are the 12 Steps, Debbie P., the 12 Traditions, Lois P., and the readers of the text are Bonnie B. and Mary B., and the share ID for yesterday's Sunday special edition, September 18th, is 19,420. That's 19420. And for Monday, today, this morning, September 19th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 19,421. That's 19421. And our newcomer greeter is Lorraine N., and the announcements person is Eileen M. OA Preamble, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Debbie P. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, fellows. My name is Debbie P. from Indiana. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service, and I pass.
Thank you, Debbie P., and I will now ask Lois P. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Lois.
Good morning, Mo, and thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Lois P., gratefully recovered in New York. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop compulsively overeating. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, Mo, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Lois. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone again. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book and we are on page 28, the fifth paragraph down at the bottom there, and starts with in the following chapter. And we're going to read through two paragraphs ending with, these are followed by 42 personal stories. And I will now ask Bonnie B. to do that reading and share on it, get us started. Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you, Mo. Good morning, everyone. My name is Bonnie B. I am gratefully recovered today, living currently in the state of Minnesota. In the following chapter, there appears an explanation of alcoholism as we understand it. Then a chapter addressed to the agnostic. Many who once were in this class are now among our members. Surprisingly enough, we find such convictions no great obstacle to a spiritual experience. Further on, clear-cut directions are given showing how we recovered. These are followed by 42 personal experiences. Okay, I'm just going to start my timer. And once again, Bonnie B. from the state of Minnesota, thank you so much for allowing me to be of service and welcome to everyone who's on the phone line. This entire paragraph I love, and I say this every time I share because there's so many nuggets in here. In the following chapters, there appears an explanation. I love the fact that it starts out by saying there appears. You know, when it says, as we understand it and there appears, that to me sounds incredibly humble. You know, when I came into program or prior to program, I had an answer for everything. And so I wanted to tell you what it was, right? Which comes off as very abrasive to a lot of people. And it can definitely be it can turn a lot of people off with regards to this program. So it comes in really gently and it says, you know, there appears to be an answer and this is how we understand it. And then, you know, it says many who once were in this class are now among our members. And I was thinking, okay, so what class is this that they're talking about? What class is that? Well, they say alcoholism and they say agnostic. And so I was just thinking it's anyone who's looking for answers, right? Anyone who feels like they are completely overwhelmed with life, compulsive overeaters, agnostics, whoever it would be. For us, it's obviously people that have an eating disease of some type, but we're looking for answers. So this is who they're talking to. And when it touches on that word agnostic, someone at one point had shared that the word agnostic, the Latin definition was ignoramus, and that the Webster's definition was without knowledge. And that described me perfectly. Even though I came into this program with a relationship with my God, I absolutely was without knowledge and I was ignorant as to what it was that was blocking me from God. So here's this group of people, right? And then it jumps up to the next thing and it says, we're going to give you clear-cut directions. Okay, and that is like, great. I love the clear-cut directions on one hand because, again, there's an answer. But on the flip side, when I came into the program, all I wanted was the list of things to do. So that's followed up with 42 personal experiences. That's what kept me coming back. I love the directions. I loved having something tangible. But when I heard someone with skin on share everything that I had ever thought or lived, that's what kept me coming back. So this is so amazing because it sums it up by saying, who is it? Well, it's anyone that falls into this group. What don't you have to have? You don't have to have anything to come. What do we offer these people? We offer unconditional love. We just say, welcome back. The gift that I have today to give to someone is to not to tell them what they need, but to say, this is what I have seen. This is my experience, and welcome back and welcome home. And so with that, I will pass. Once again, Bonnie B. in Minnesota. Thank you kindly.
Thank you very much, Bonnie B. And let me remind everybody where we're at. We're on the bottom of page 28, starting with in the following chapter. And we're reading through two paragraphs, ending with these are followed by 42 personal experiences. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So I'm going to take names of those who would like to share this morning.
Bruce E.
Sandy M. PC. Carolina.
Wait a minute. Bruce E. Who was after Bruce? I'm sorry.
Mimi. S.
Mimi. Got it.
Yes.
Nancy M.
Sandy F. Yeah, so I have Bruce E., Mimi S., Nancy. Sorry, I didn't get your last initial. Sandy F. Anyone else? Let's go around. Okay, let's go with those four. Everyone else, mute your phone except Bruce. We have Bruce E. followed by Mimi S. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everybody on the line. Thank you very much. I'm recovered. I'm in traveling now in North Carolina. Kind of feel a little bit like I'm falling apart. I haven't been doing as much spiritual stuff since I've been away from my home in Florida, but really glad to be on. I really appreciate being on this line today. I agree with that. There appears an explanation of alcoholism. Appears, yeah, I see that as humility. Yeah, in other words, they're not saying this is a fact. It's the way it looks, you know. As we understand it, you know. Then a chapter is assigned to the address to the agnostic. Well, I read this years ago when I first came in the program, and then I read more about alcoholism, and then I got the agnostic, and I thought, nah, I can skip over that one. I know all about that because I'm really a spiritual person. And I found out as I got into this program in division, started reading it, that the chapter on We Agnostics is more important to me than probably any of the others, except Doctor's opinion and Bill's story are real important, but the We Agnostic is really, really important chapter. Many of us were once in this class. Well, I was an atheist all my life until age 38, so 38 years of my life as an atheist. I didn't believe in anything. I didn't even argue with anybody about it. I didn't, you know, it wasn't a big deal at all to me. I just didn't believe in God, didn't believe there was a God, and no higher power, nothing, just me, and you can imagine how that worked out. That worked out real good. Got me all messed up. Got me to become an addict. And that kind of thinking did, and that kind of lack of a higher power, something greater than myself, God himself, I lacked that. So I became an addict to that reason and many others. Many of us were once in this class are now among our members. So, yeah, I was there. But, you know, when I get into this fear thing, I get all wrapped up in fear, or even any of the other character defects, negative thinking or judging or whatever. I'm going back to being an agnostic in a spiritual program. you know, I can return to an agnostic really quick. You know, I can go back there really fast. And then I have to check myself and, you know, do a checkup from the neck up and find out, oh, wait a minute here. You know, I'm being an agnostic in a spiritual program. I need help. I need God's help. God help me. And, surprisingly enough, we find such convictions no great obstacle to a spiritual experience. Anybody can come in, no matter where you are. And, you know, if you're atheist like I was, agnostic or whatever,
right.
Believer, you know. Yeah, thank you, Mo. And I pass.
Thank you, Brucey. I've got Mimi S. followed by Nancy. Good morning, Mimi. Press star 1 to unmute, Mimi.
Oh, good. Okay, sorry. I'm Mimi, and I'm a grateful recovering member of ACA. I haven't been here for a while. I'm a little bit timid about sharing. I'm afraid I'm going to get rejected for doing something wrong. But anyway, it is a spiritual program, but what I love here is that, you know, that we're accepted here for whatever we are. You know, spiritually or whatever our eating problem is. And I am a little bit scared today. I've been careful about my sugar for a long time and my flour, because when I eat sugar, I tank. And now I found that I have this cyst on my pancreas, and I don't know. Pancreas, you know, at least they thought it was a tumor, and now they changed it to cyst. But I don't know what to do. I mean, I do. I pray and I turn it over, but I don't know the next right thing to do, the next right thing to eat. I keep praying all the time, but I'll say it to all of you, but I will not say it to anyone else. I am kind of scared, but I kept saying over and over again, my body is healthy, my body is whole, my body is healed. And I keep saying that over and over and over again, and thank God it came up with a cyst. I don't know where that's headed. But anyway, I've known, you know, that the pancreas has nothing to do with sugar. And I've known for years that I have a problem with sugar. I get tanked. But of course, I was in denial, and I started in 1996 trying to get off sugar, white sugar especially. And then it's just gotten to be more and more, but I still got to be careful. The fruit I like, if I have watermelon, it will tank me if I don't have some protein on the other side. But I just don't know that much about this stuff. And now I find out my health isn't that good. Now I was in for an operation already on my intestines the other day. So I don't know. God's got it. And all of you, I'm so grateful you're here. So God bless you. And thank you so much.
And thank you, Mimi S. Next up, we have Nancy C., followed by Sandy F. And after Sandy, we'll take another list. Good morning, Nancy C.
Good morning, Mo H. Thank you for running the meeting. And thanks for everyone doing service today. My name's Nancy C., and today I'm gratefully recovered in Ann Arbor, Michigan. really appreciate the share so far today, and thanks for that definition of agnostic. You know, I always hear atheist agnostic and go, oh, that wasn't me. I was raised Catholic. But without knowledge, God, my whole life I was without knowledge, and I'm really keying in on clear-cut directions. Oh, my God, when did I ever follow directions? Who needed directions? I was without knowledge but thought I had all the knowledge. You know, I'm thinking this morning about, you know, opening up a box and putting together a bookcase or something. I never read directions. Who needed those? Those were for stupid people, you know, and I knew how to do this, and you put this and that stuff. What always happened? I always ended up with extra parts. And that's what I did with this program, and that's what I did with my eating for so long, is that I picked and choose clear-cut directions. I took what I wanted and left the rest. And without following this program as prescribed in this book and as written by the 42 personal stories that go through how they did it. Everyone didn't do it exactly the same way, but they all did it as prescribed in the book. When I did that, I had no extra parts. Every part was in its place, and it gave me that spiritual toolkit. It gave me that highway to a higher power that I choose to call God, that opened me up to live free and in fit spiritual condition as long as I stay close to this program. So today I follow directions. I follow them to the T, especially when it relates to my addiction and my compulsive overeating, because I know you who have gone through before me will not steer me wrong, because you don't have any extra parts. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
And thank you very much, Nancy. C. And after Sandy F., as I said, we'll take more names. Let me remind everybody where we are at. We're on page 28. We're reading from the big book, and it starts with, in the following chapter, and it goes through two paragraphs ending on the top of page 29. These were followed by 42 personal experiences. After Sandy, I'll take more names. Good morning, Sandy.
Can you hear me?
I certainly can.
Thank you. This is Sandy F. from South Carolina, a recovered compulsive overeater. In the following chapter, there appears an explanation of alcoholism as we understand it. Dr. Silkwork explained about alcoholism in the doctor's opinion, but as we understand it, as a compulsive overeater, I can help other compulsive overeaters because I've been there. I've had the degradation of being a compulsive overeater and wondering what was wrong with me for so long, and I'm so grateful to find this program where we all understand it. We all understand that we need a higher power that we have to surrender to, and that we follow the directions in the big book. And as long as we follow the directions in the big book, and that means get a sponsor, do our abstinent plan every day, talk to our sponsors, work the 12 steps, we'll get this program as long as we're willing. All we have to do is be willing. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Mo, for your service. Thank you, I pass.
Hey, well, thank you very much, Sandy. And so although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last 2 days, please let others share today. So who would like to share on these two paragraphs?
Deborah G.
Noel E.
Deborah G. And Noel. Noel E. Okay, I have two. Deborah G. Noel E. Anyone else like to hop on that line? I'll hop on that sharing. Press star one to unmute. All right, in the
Tom L.
Tom L. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. In the interest of time, I'll take those three. So we have Deborah G, Noel E, and Tom L. Deborah, you're up first. Everyone else, mute your line, please.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mo, for chairing the meeting and everyone that's made this meeting possible. And all the shares so far, that's what you're doing. Just it's interesting. I was reading over again what in the book, and that's what everyone's sharing. You know, it's just so beautiful. And welcome to all the newcomers. You never have to live like you're living right now. Because of that paragraph, because of a new way of living, you know, there's something in this book that can help us, you know, and it's all there. And all I experienced was I went through those beautiful 12 steps, and it was something that didn't happen by me, it happened to me. I went through honestly and open-minded and willing, and followed my sponsor's direction because my sponsor had gone through that, so that she could take me through that. You know, it just, and now I can take others through that. It's so beautiful. And to be able to be part of that with all of you and to continue, like the shares have been so wonderful because my mind, I still have that same mind. I love a share that was a special edition. I wake up every morning with a selfish, self-centered fear mind, and I need to have it treated. And right now on the phone, I'm having it treated by listening to what you are all saying. You know, continue with that mind, listening when I call my sponsor, when I call a fellow. Oh, I don't have to rely on my own thinking, my own mind anymore. You know, I do have a partnership with power today, you know, because of those beautiful 12 steps, a relationship, a deeper connection, and I just need to continue to stay connected and be helpful, help other people. You know, it's all in there. And then those beautiful stories of others' lives in the back of the book, I think that's what it's talking about, 42 experiences, you know, that also, just like you're sharing on the line, those stories are in there that can be read anytime. Anyways, thank you all so much and have a beautiful, blessed day.
Thank you, Deborah G. Noel E., followed by Tom L. And after Tom, we'll take more names. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. This is Noel E. I'm gratefully recovered here in Louisiana. And I am so grateful for this paragraph. I'm grateful for everybody who does service on this line and all the newcomers here. You're the most important people here. I'm grateful for this paragraph because I've been praying to higher power about enriching my spiritual life. How do I keep enriching my spiritual life? And I am, you know, oftentimes need connection when, you know, maybe there's not space for connection. I'm with a ton of children. Or, you know, it's early morning and whatever. And I forget that I've got 42 fellows right here in this book, like, that I don't know their stories. I have never read them. And I hear people reference them all the time. And so that is what is speaking to me this morning, is that I have, you know, other than Bill and all my other friends in the book already, I have 42 more fellows that I can get to know right here in the palm of my hand. And it's just a gift. And the other thing I want to say about this paragraph is in the following chapters, it appears an explanation of alcoholism as we understand it. I mean, that's so like, open-ended, you know, it's so like God will show us, you know, this is what we think. This is what we've been shown by God. You'll see, you know, my addict brain of, you know, needing black and white is so grateful for that gray, because that is what God is teaching me every day, is that I don't have to know why. I just have to know God. So thank you for that, and I'll pass.
Well, thank you, Noel E. And let me tell everybody where we're at. If you just got on the line, we're on the bottom of page 28. In the following chapter, we are reading through two paragraphs ending with, these are followed by 42 personal stories, as we just heard. And I will now have Tom L., and after Tom, I'll take another list of names. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for calling on me. I'm having more fun than I should be having as an addict. Been miserable all of my life. And yes, if you follow the directions, amazing things happen. And I was kind of, someone mentioned that, you know, you need to get a sponsor and then go through these steps. The big book doesn't talk about sponsors. In theory, you could open this book, start reading, get sober on the doctor's opinion alone, you know, jump into We Agnostics, get a power, and then go through the steps, find a priest, give him your story, do amends. You don't, and I think it happens like 1 in 1,000 maybe can do that. I couldn't, because when I got to OA, I was asleep. I didn't realize I was asleep. I was terrified. I was in torment. I'd been suffering alcoholic torture, you know, with food for decades. And I had some pressing immediate problems that spirituality didn't seem like they would answer. But I was completely oblivious to what was going on with me, and I thought the world was something it was not. Had no connection to higher power. So I needed a group. A sponsor is important, yes, but I think a far more important is a community of people who are trying to do this thing, who have somehow gathered together, like we are right now, gathered together to work this way of life. And it's clear cut, man. The inner loop of this program is constantly reminding myself I'm not running the show. I have to do that for the rest of my life, and I am going to forget because I want to run my life, of course. But nope, I'm not running the show. I'm having fun, not running the show. Sometimes it's not fun. And on the 42 personal stories to our members who haven't read it yet, I highly recommend My Chance to Live. I've been getting a lot out of that lately. Of course, they're all great, but that's my plug for today. Thanks for letting me share.
And thank you, Tom L. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last 2 to 3 days, please press star 1. We'd love to hear from you.
Deb E.
Deb E.
Janice K.
Janice K. Anyone else?
Bessie O.
Is that Bessie? Bessie O. Okie dokie, we got 3 there, so we'll go with those 3. We're going in threes today. Debbie, Janice K, Bessie O. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Mo. I am Deb E, and I am in northwestern Montana and definitely a compulsive overeater. As I read this paragraph, you know, basically you could say if you weren't focused on, as we are, understanding the words of the big book, you could say, oh, look, this is just an outline of the book. Basically, they're going to tell us about alcoholism and tell them their plan. I get that feeling when I'm on social media and they go, click here for more information. But on the meme that they show you, it, we're going to help you lose weight or we're going to help you do whatever. But the specific thing that I find now as I look at it, there are 2 things that I've known and 1 that I know as a new thing. There are many parts about the big book in the language that bother me. And I have to come back to 2 rules. 1 is take what I understand is good for me and works for me and leave the rest. And the other thing is in this sentence, which I never saw before, as we understand it. There appears an explanation of alcoholism as we understand it. And if I expand that as we understand it to the entire way that they wrote the big book, I can forget about pronouns. I can forget about old ways of thinking and about what wives should do or husbands should do or who's the addict. And I can come down to the crux of the matter that this is this group's way of understanding it. And for the most part, it is divinely inspired. And it's the language that gets in the way for me. And I've always been a language person. But reading this part here, as we understand it, I can give up my garbage. I can say, you know what, just put it aside and keep focused on the next part, which is the clear-cut directions which are given showing how we recovered. And that's how I feel about this meeting. This meeting, again and again, the fellows who attend here give me clear directions about how they recovered. And that is the most important thing here, because without belief in this program and a power, and without hope, I can't recover. And so I'm grateful for this program, grateful for all the service here. And with that, I'm going to pass.
And thank you, Deb E. Next up, Janice K., followed by Bessie O. Good morning, Janice.
Hi, this is Janice K. in Oregon. There are a lot of things I appreciate here. Yes, we have already had an explanation of alcoholism as we understand it. The chapter to the agnostic, I never thought of myself as an agnostic until someone pointed out that agnosticism expresses itself differently in different people, and that for me, my agnosticism is expressed in my self-reliance, my desire for self-reliance, which works about as well as it always does. I think that the stress on the reality of the spiritual experience is, I think that is the important thing. You know, it's like the words sometimes say, quickly, sometimes slowly, but we get there. And the clear-cut directions are invaluable. When we follow the clear-cut directions in the book, when I follow the clear-cut directions in the book and I start at one and I go through 12, the person I bring out behind 12 is not the same person that walked in and took one. The change is real, the change is there, and it comes about by the use of the steps. This is what we can expect when we successfully conclude the steps. The personal experiences, those are important, I find, because occasionally in the stories there are opinions given, and some of them I think ought to be OA doctrine, and some of them I look at and I think, oh, that's just horrible. I could never. Until, of course, I could. So, it glancingly refers to a lot of the basics. And I think that with that, I too will say thank you for listening and pass.
And thank you. Sorry. Thank you, Janice K. Before I take Bessie O, remind everybody where we're at. We're on the bottom of page 28 in the following chapter. It's the fifth paragraph down, reading through two paragraphs, ending with, these are followed by 42 personal experiences. And after Bessie, I can take 2 to 3 more names. Good morning, Bessie.
Good morning, Mo. Thanks for leading the meeting. My name is Bessie O, and I just love the way we spend the time on these passages. And the thought that strikes me this morning as I'm reading this is like let's go. You know, this is an exciting paragraph to me, because I just complicate things so, you know, and it is so true that there are clear cut directions, you know, and most recently when I went through. When I went through this text with someone who is recovered, she stressed upon me, like, look at how much of this text is dedicated to understanding the problem, and that was revealing to me in and of itself just how much of the text is dedicated to understanding the problem, and boy, does this paragraph, it just really condenses that, you know, understanding the problem. And then after I really understand and accept the problem, you know, it later says, we had to find a power by which we could live. Then I'm prepared. And then just following these clear cut directions, and this text is just so precise. And if there's something that I'm a little, concerned about, in working with others, it's just the text is gonna, it's going to bring it out as long as I follow it. And then the 42 personal experiences, there is just, there is, we can do for each other what no one else has been able to do in our entire life, the professionals and everything. It's just who we are, what we do every day, and what we've done, it speaks volumes, just the personal experiences. So I'm so grateful for this text and this meeting where we focus on the instructions, and I'll pass. Thanks.
And thank you, Bessie O. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So I have room for 2 to 3, depending on the time, more shares.
This is Sarah C.
Sarah C. Thank you, Sarah. Press star 1 to unmute.
Eileen M.
Eileen M. Thank you, Eileen.
Lynn J.
Lynn J. That's it. Okay, we'll go with Sarah C, Eileen M, and if we have time, we'll do Lynn J. Good morning, Sarah.
Thank you, Mo, for leading the meeting and everybody behind the scenes. And I want to thank Bonnie for her reading of this text. I am humbled sharing with you today because further on, clear-cut directions are giving, showing how we recovered. And I forgot that this is a 12-step program. I'm recovered from compulsive over and under eating and exercising bulimically. And by the grace of a power greater than me, I have been in a recovered state and I have not been following directions. I have not been sponsoring. So I'm saying this and sharing this with all of you out there like me. I'm not good enough. I'm not a good sponsor. I'm not this, I'm not that. This is a 12-step program. And I forgot the directions on page, on chapter 7, practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. And I thought for a long time that, taking calls from newcomers and offering my experience, strength, and hope on different phone lines was enough, and it's not. And so I'm very humble in acknowledging that to my higher power and to all of you that I have been graced. And my higher power is letting me know recently, this is going to run out, Sarah. You're going to pick up if you don't start sponsoring. And I'm listening. I'm listening to my higher power, and I'm listening to all my fellows, recovered fellows who have said, you've got to start sponsoring. And the other thing I just wanted to address is the 42 personal experiences in the back. There's one on page 275 that I read every day. And it basically is a few paragraphs going on to page 276 that basically said this is not a one-and-done program. This is a new way of living, and that this new way of living gives me the tools on how to live my life. And instead of running from things the way I used to or using the Novocaine of food to obliterate whatever I didn't want to deal with, I've been given steps to deal with life as my higher power would have me. And in closing, I just want to humbly say to myself and to all of you that this is a 12-step program, and I have not been practicing step 12 the way the directions in the big book instruct me to do that. So thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Sarah C. Eileen M. followed by Lynn, if we have time. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning. This is Eileen M., recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. And I'm so grateful also that we read one paragraph at a time or two and share on it. And it just really gets to the heart of the problem and the solution for me. You know, I was just thinking about how many years I struggled in OA because I did not have any clear-cut directions. And I really didn't understand the problem. I didn't know that I was blocked from a higher power. You know, I believed in a higher power, but I didn't really believe that that power could do for me what this power has done for me, you know, since I recovered. And it just, you know, program, I don't know, I kept coming to meetings, but I struggled for like more than two decades in program because the instructions I had were, you know, mainly, okay, just follow a food plan and try to stay abstinent and, you know, write your feelings down in a journal and occasionally, you know, answer questions about the steps. But there was really no directions, and it was just, it was so vague. You know, things were so vague, and I really didn't have any idea that I was going anywhere. I mean, you know, it was just so, I don't know, it was very nebulous, like I said. And, you know, I love how it says, you know, these 42 stories show precisely how people recovered, exactly what they did. You know, I had to have really specific instructions. And, you know, having someone else, you know, there for me, taking me through the process, that's what I really needed. I would not have been a person that could have gone through the book myself and done it. That was really helpful to have someone who understood the text explain it to me. And anyway, I'm just very, very grateful to have found this. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Eileen M. And Lynn, I can give you 2 minutes, Lynn. Lynn J., press star one.
This is Lynn J., recovered compulsive overeater from Colorado. And I just want to briefly say that when I came into the program, my mind was very foggy as I got abstinent. And during that time, I really do believe that I had lost my faith, one that I had had my whole life. And it was through working the steps, even though I knew I just worked steps because I wanted so desperately to become absent. Having completed those 12 steps, I did have a spiritual awakening, and I was able to come back to my faith. And I wanted to learn, and I wanted to grow. And it was no longer something I just followed because I was supposed to. And I am so grateful that I was able to come to this place as a result of working the steps. And had I not gone through that process of working the steps according to what was written in the book, I don't believe I would have come to that place. Thank you for letting me share.
Wow, perfect time, Lynn. Thank you very much. And thank you to all those who were on the line this morning and shared. Oh, no. Pardon me. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will ask, I forgot who's sharing. Is it Mary B. to do page 164?
Thank you, Mo. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.